Hey.
Hey.
Jerry Ann.
Yes.
Yeah, hey. You went and got matching tattoos with your sisters?
Yes.
Yeah, hey. But they're all different colors, and no. They're in different... What's that?
They're all the same color.
They're all the same color?
I thought you said some of them were different colors.
Well, the hummingbirds are different colors, but it's all the same on each person.
Huh?
I'm confused.
The hummingbirds,
there's three hummingbirds.
Okay, wait, each one of you has three hummingbirds?
Yes.
Each one of you has three hummingbirds?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so the three hummingbirds are different colors.
Yeah.
And they're all the same color and everything on each of you?
Yes.
Oh, this
makes sense.
Positioning
and everything?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jerry Ann's bad at describing tattoos.
Apparently. I was really lost. Yeah. I had something going there for a minute. What were you going to say? Well, I was going to say, which one of these does not look like the others? They're not matching if they're different colors, but now that she's clarified this.
Okay.
You know, if I got five apples and three are red and two are green, they're not all matching, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But anyway, that's cool.
Yeah, that does make more sense. That is a better tattoo. Because it's supposed to like the three of you are each represented by a hummingbird, basically.
Yes.
What color hummingbird are you represented by?
Blue and pink.
Okay. So each of you has... Okay. Each one of
three
you has...
Three sisters, each one has a hummingbird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are there like initials on the hummingbird or anything like that?
No.
You just have to use your memory to remember which color you are.
Yeah.
And what they are. Oh. Okay. I got you.
Oh, man.
Cool.
But anyway.
All right,
I got a tattoo, so...
What's your tattoo of?
OIF3 on my right shoulder.
Uh-huh.
The 3 is like really big, and the OIF is real small because it was my first rotation. I'm in the Guards.
Yeah.
It was my first deployment ever. And the 3 represents the third rotation that we went to in Iraq because that was the rotation I was in.
Yeah.
And then I was in 3rd platoon, and there were 3 members of my family when I left. So
that's why
I made the 3 really big.
That's good. See, like, every tattoo example we've had so far, though, is reasonable. They have some kind of meaning to them. Most of them that you see, like, someone's name tattooed on, like, someone's, like, they have their own name tattooed
on.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having your name on your belt.
Yeah. Especially if you have the tramp stamp with your name on it. That's really...
Yeah.
I don't really like the term tramp stamp because my wife has a tattoo on her lower back.
Yeah, you
might be careful with that one.
You don't call your wife a tramp?
No.
Never? Oh. Not once?
No.
Not even when...
No.
Okay. All right.
No.
I'm kind of surprised by that, but all right.
But anyway,
we appreciate
have a good day.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
See
bye.
You. Hey there, you have some thoughts on tattoos for us?
Yeah, man, I got something on you.
All right.
Hey, I'm on your side, man. I got a tattoo that I regret getting.
Good. What'd you get?
On my right chest, I got bros before hoes when I was 16 years old.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm in the Army now, and everybody's like, you got any tattoos? I'm like, yeah, unfortunately.
Bros before... Now you wish it was hoes before bros? Is that why you regret it?
No, I just wish I wouldn't have got it, you know, because chicks really don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah.
We're not fans of that phrase.